Listen to Superhuman Radio live at 1 p.m. Pacific weekdays.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Wednesday's always a fast-moving show. We're going to start out with Science for Humans with my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. We're going to identify and discuss natural caffeine herbals for those of you who need that extra boost throughout the day. Then we're going to be talking about how being overweight is linked to poor memory. A new study out of the UK shows this linkage, so it's important to discuss, especially with all the people out there with dementia and so on. Then, at the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale to talk about L-carnitine. You're going to want to buy L-carnitine after we do this show, I promise you, because it's amazing that this amino acid is so overlooked. But without further ado,
this is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
We need to change that to say with Supplement Santa instead of Dr.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So I saw on Facebook that you posted a picture of like 50,000 pounds of Crealkaline. Is that right?
Yeah, it was nice, huh?
Dude, 50,000 pounds? How many capsules would that yield? I mean, just give me a ballpark.
Oh, that's millions and millions. I don't even know without hitting the calculator. But yeah, I on the way out from the lab, I kind of enjoy going in different areas and just seeing what's going on because I don't get into some of those very often. So I thought, let me go through the new storage bin area. And I went in there. I'm like, this looks like a nice picture. Started adding it up. I go, yeah, there's about 50,000 pounds here at Crealkaline. Just got done being produced.
Okay, two thoughts just came to mind. This is just spitballing here. I just thought of this. Ever think about going to farmers who raise cattle and asking them to add Crealkaline to cattle feed the last few months before their process to add some extra weight to them?
Oh, no, I had not. That's a good idea.
Okay, number one. Number two, I got to give you a plug, okay? So I was in Montana over the weekend where we did the live remote from All American Pharmaceuticals headquarters. And so Dr. Jeff starts telling me about the formula, baby formula, that he's manufacturing for the country of China. 17,000 bottles a day, correct?
Yeah.
17,000 bottles a day. I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that claim to be supplement companies. Show me one of them that not only could be making 50,000 pounds of Crealkaline, but producing 17,000 bottles of baby formula a day as well.
Yeah, that's some pretty good production. Pretty exciting stuff.
But you have to be so proud. You have to be so proud of the company that you've built and never sacrificing quality or standards.
I am. I'm excited every day I roll up, every day I come to work. I mean, it's just excitement, to see, over 31 years, what you can accomplish. And I think it's, anyone out there, you can accomplish if you put some hard work and effort into it. I didn't have a whole lot of money when I started. It was only, $3,500
And out of your you were doing it out of your apartment in California, weren't you?
Yeah, out of my apartment, absolutely. So
this is the American dream. 31 years later, and you're like, I mean, it's amazing. Anyway, okay, so that's enough of that. We're gonna talk. I'm sorry. I came home and told everybody I know about that. I was like, are you? A trailer full a day of baby formula. It's unbelievable. Okay. All right, so natural caffeine herbals, right? People drink coffee, but there's other things out there that probably have caffeine in them. But is there any benefit to using a caffeinated herbal, an herbal that has natural caffeine in it already over like a caffeine anhydrous or just drinking coffee?
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a really good topic because caffeine is the only legal drug out there that's not regulated.
I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that. Yeah.
It is. It is a drug. It is, they call it a psychoactive substance. And, again, it's legal. You know, and it's interesting because the medical profession says caffeine is not addictive, but people become dependent upon it.
I know. I love the differentiation within the medical orthodoxy between addiction and dependence. Isn't that humorous?
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're codependent on something, I'm sorry, you're addicted, you know? We all know, you know, caffeine is addictive. So part of doing this, you know, as you know, years ago, I went off of caffeine, but I didn't realize there was a difference between synthetic caffeine and natural caffeine. And the biggest difference is natural caffeines, which come primarily from what we're going to talk about, you know, guarana, kola nut, green teas, these are called biocaffeines, meaning that they're alive or living, and the drug caffeine and what's the caffeine found in coffee are considered dead, and these dead ones are actually the central nervous stimulants. So they work a lot different, you know, coming from these living caffeines. So with that in mind, I wanted to kind of lead into some of the more popular ones that people use. And the first one might be new to a lot of us. It had a pretty good standing maybe 25, 35 years ago, but it's called guarana. Very popular in Brazil. As a matter of fact, most of the energy drinks in Brazil, they don't use caffeine. They use guarana. So if you look at the label, you'll see guarana. But guarana was first discovered over there by the tribe of Guarani tribe people, and they started using it, and hence that's kind of where the name guarana came from. But its seeds contain about 4.5% caffeine, just naturally occurring in that seed. And it's interesting, you know, to learn why that seed contains caffeine, and it's a defense mechanism. You know, it basically repels herbicides from eating those berries. They don't like caffeine. It's actually toxic. They don't like the feeling, so hence they stay away from that type of fruit.
You mean it repels insects. It acts as a natural herbicide. It repels insects from eating.
Yeah.
Them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And from, you know, animals from eating it, so not only insects, but most animals and insects will stay away from those plants or those seeds or berries.
So think about this for a second, folks. Humans, we tend to think, oh, nature put this there for us. No, nature put it there so the plants could defend themselves. If they can't get up and run and they can't fight off an attack, they put anti-nutrients. Caffeine is another anti-nutrient, just like phytoestrogens. Think about that for a second. When animals don't like caffeine, they don't like the way it makes them feel. Humans, we embrace it. We love it. Funny. It's funny.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, somebody picked up one of those nuts in Brazil and started chewing on it and liked the feeling he got.
Right, right.
And it didn't kill him. But the difference is that, you know, being this caffeine is alive, it does give you a feeling of well-being. It does give you a little bit of what they call that high effect. But you typically don't hallucinate. You don't have intestinal problems. You don't get flushed face, insomnia that you do from the synthetic caffeines. So again, you know, guarana, you can find it, you know, guarana teas, you can find guarana extracts, but be careful. A lot of the extracts are actually fortified, meaning that they take synthetic caffeine and they put it in there. Now, their justification is that, hey, this caffeine originally came out of cola or, you know, decaffeinated coffee, so we're just putting it back in. No, right. That's right. You know, if you can't naturally extract that out, then again, that caffeine is now dead, and it's going to react on your system the same way as normal caffeine.
Right, right.
And it's interesting because you probably know this, but a lot of drugs put caffeine in.
Yeah.
Are mixed in.
Yeah, because because people feel it, and they go, oh, this must be working because I feel it.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't know that, you know, I mean, you could see the ones that are over the counter, but the ones that you get on a prescription, you don't know what's in those.
One of the most popular analgesics amongst NASCAR fans is something called Goodies, G-O-O-D-Y-S. And it's basically, and Excedrin used to be the same way. For those of you who remember Excedrin, they mixed aspirin with caffeine. And that's what Goodies are. They mix aspirin with caffeine. So people take it. They take it because they say, oh, I got aches and pains. But it also gives them that caffeine high, too.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So grunt is one. Another one is what's called cola nut. It comes from the cola tree, and these are usually in the tropical rainforests of Africa. And again, I'm sure some African tribes, you know, as they were scavenging for food, you know, chewed one of these nuts or cooked it up and, you know, got a little high from it and decided that was a good thing to do. But cola nuts contain about 2% caffeine, but they also contain something called cholinin and theobromine, which these are also stimulants. They're kind of in the caffeine family, but they work a little bit differently. So, you know, again, people who take cola nut, it's a little bit stronger than guarana. And because of these other stimulants, you know, you will get stimulated. You'll keep awake, but it isn't, you know, psychoactive where it's just going to keep you awake all night long. You do feel better. It has a little bit of an appetite suppressant because of those particular compounds. But again, you know, you can find it in teas, you know, herbal supplements. And again, you know, be careful. You always use reputable brands because this is another one that, you know, they call it fortified. I call it spiking, you know, because you're buying this because it's a natural. You don't want the effects. Most people with the teas and the herbal type products don't experience as much gastronomical gastric problems. Although, you know, as I told you, I haven't had caffeine in a long time, and I had some green tea, and it seemed to, after a couple days, affect my stomach. So I just decided I better just stay away from all of it, you know. But
this is interesting because I'm still drinking. So I've given up caffeine, but I drink a cup of matcha green tea, which is a pretty strong green tea first thing in the morning.
Yep.
Maybe I need to cut that out, too. It says it only has 18 milligrams of caffeine per cup, but maybe it has other things in it that could be stimulating me, too.
Well, yeah, the green tea, I mean, you know, it has the catechins, it has the polyphenols, so there are some other things that help you to feel better. But, yeah, it does contain some natural caffeine. I like the taste of green tea, so I have some decaffeinated green tea, which even decaffeinated things have a little bit, but relatively neutral. But you get all the kind of the benefits of all the good stuff.
All right, I want to ask you a question before we go into the break. So when you buy a supplement that is supposed to be an energy supplement, right, a lot of times it'll have a reported amount of caffeine in it. It'll say caffeine anhydrous, 200 milligrams per serving. But then it has guarana, and it has cola nut, and it has other natural herbals that have some percentage of caffeine. Is that's on top of the 200 milligrams of caffeine identified as caffeine anhydrous, isn't it?
Correct. Now, the FDA requires people to list the total caffeine content, and most people don't. You will see, for instance, you know, caffeine anhydrous, 200 milligrams, cola nut extract, you know, 200 milligrams, but they don't tell you how much caffeine is in that cola nut. So you could end up with 300, 400, 500 milligrams of caffeine. So even though some of it is living, some of it is dead, it still contributes to that overall caffeine way too much. But it's, you know, we're caffeine junkies in this country.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. How about we do this? Let's take a quick commercial break and let's talk about safety. Caffeine has come under fire because some people have abused it in the past and people have actually died. So let's talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Science for Humans that you can use in everyday life. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. My co-host, Dr. Jeff Gallini. We're talking about natural sources of caffeine. Caffeine's in everything out there. I mean, not everything. I'm being facetious.
It's in a lot.
But it's in a lot of things that you never even realize it, right? So, okay. How much caffeine is too much? I know that we had the FDA take a step in. I don't know whatever happened with that about the powdered caffeine anhydrous sales because somebody took too much caffeine and they died and they associated with the caffeine. They could have had an underlying heart problem. We don't know. But nonetheless, obviously, you can kill yourself with caffeine, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing, you know, the thing about caffeine is I've heard so many people say, oh, my doctor says, you know, caffeine is good for you. You know, you live longer. It's good for your heart. No, it's not. I mean, I think in small doses, it's okay. But you talk about, you know, can you die? Absolutely. That's one of the symptoms of caffeine overdose. Now, it's not very common, but death is what can happen. But FDA has not set a limit. That's why when I said earlier this is an unregulated drug, they haven't set what is allowed. But when you look at a study not too long ago that was done by the Mayo Clinic, you know, they found that men who drank more than 4 8-ounce cups of coffee had a 21% increase in death, you know, likelihood to die. Now, of course, those 21% who drank coffee, most people who drink coffee are also unhealthy. You know, they smoke, eat bad. So when you look at where do we get our caffeine from, most of the people get them from these sugar drinks. No one drinks black coffee anymore. You got to have, you know, the lattes with, you know, 80 grams of sugar and 150 grams of fat. So caffeine leads to obesity because of where we're taking it in from. There's so many things that caffeine actually does that's very dangerous.
And I think we've yet to really see the long-term effects of caffeine consumption on this population. There are a lot of gut problems out there today. I see a lot of people. You and I talked about this when we were hanging out the other day. I see people that have these huge distended stomachs. And these are not athletes that are using drugs. These are not fat people either. They're not carrying 40 or 50 pounds of body fat. They're fairly normal bodied people. But from right above, at the top of the bottom of the sternum, to right above the pelvic bone, they have what looks like a tortoise shell for a belly. We're seeing this, and we're seeing this in bodybuilding too. A lot of people say it's because of the drugs. I don't believe that. I don't. I'm not saying it's all caffeine either, but I am saying that there are things in caffeinated coffee that we're buying at boutique stores today. You know, coffee beans are a heavily sprayed crop. The way they're handled, they tend to build mold. Then we go into our favorite boutique coffee shop and have them make us a cup of this porridge that's mold and chemicals. And we drink a large cup 2 or 3 times a day every day for months. And is there any wonder why we have the gastric problems we have today in this country? Nexium is one of the most popular pills in the world today.
Well, exactly. And, you know, the thing about caffeine is your receptor sites, your body gets used to it. So you have to drink more and more and more coffee and things to get the same effect. So, you know, that's where the real issues come in. And when you look at, you know, again, what is some of the side effects of caffeine? It's crazy. You know, high blood pressure, increased heart attack, risk for heart attacks in young adults. Caffeine was linked to gout attacks. Breast tissue cysts in women. It worsens menopause symptoms for women. And the list just goes on and on and on. So I think, again, if you have a lot of ailments out there and you can't figure out what's wrong and you're a heavy caffeine intaker, see if you can go off. If you can't quit, you're addicted.
Yeah, you know, so here's the interesting thing. So during the Arnold, I was not only drinking quadruple espressos, but I was taking a very powerful over-the-counter stimulant product. And they stopped working on me. And that's what I realized, that I was taking them and I wasn't feeling anything anymore, drinking the coffee and not feeling any. In fact, I felt sick. I understand how stimulants work on people with ADHD. They actually made me feel weak and lethargic. And that's when it dawned on me, I've abused caffeine, the word is abused, too long, and now I have to go cold turkey off of it. And I did. I went cold turkey off it. It's not been easy. It's a drug. Don't let anybody kid you. At some point in the future, they're going to realize the potential effects of abusing this drug, and you're going to see the FDA is going to have to take a stand on it, and that's going to affect companies like Starbucks.
Oh, Starbucks, Coca-Cola, I mean, you know, all the things that have caffeine that, you know, you don't think about. I mean, that's why you crave those drinks. And, you know, somebody said, oh, well, you know, you can't crave it or you can't be addicted to it. But, you know, we are addicted to drugs, chemicals. I mean, the foods we are addicted to are the processed foods because of the chemicals.
Right.
I've never heard anyone say, I'm addicted to an organic banana.
Yeah, right.
No,
right.
You might like it, but, you know, you are addicted. And I know when I went off of it, I did the same thing you did. I mean, my stomach was so upset, I just went cold turkey, you know. And
how long did it take you? How long did it take you to start to say, wow, I'm finally coming back to normal?
You know, it probably took like a year.
Yep. Yep.
Because, you know, with caffeine, you need it to get going in the morning, and then it wears out about 10, so you're just drinking coffee all day long, and then you switch to diet sodas or anything with caffeine, and you just need that to barely get you back to normal. So, you know, after about a year, I found that it takes me a little longer to get going in the morning, but I don't have those, you know, mid-morning or afternoon crashes where I would have to take caffeine or I just couldn't concentrate or think, you know.
One of the dangerous things that caffeine does is it artificially modulates cortisol. It artificially, so you have, we've talked about this just recently with Adele Musa on the show when we were talking about BPC-157, a peptide. And that peptide can help you overcome corticosteroid use, long-term corticosteroid use. And what happens is when cortisol stays high all the time, not only do the adrenals start to peter out a little bit, but the receptors, the beta-adrenergic receptors that are supposed to be stimulated, they stop being stimulated by it. And this is why there's an association with greater adiposity with people who have high cortisol levels. It's not because cortisol will burn up fat until the fat becomes so used to high cortisol levels that it goes, oh, I don't even care anymore. And then it stops.
Right.
So coffee does this. And the other thing to remember, folks, about caffeine, when Coca-Cola first came out, there was actually coca leaves, cocaine in Coca-Cola.
Yep.
When we started our first recreational drug laws in this country, they said you have to take cocaine out of Coca-Cola. They replaced it with caffeine. Think about that.
Yeah. And it's been there ever since.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, if caffeine was a good replacement for cocaine in Coca-Cola, it absolutely has drug-like effects. Anything else you want to say, Dr. J?
No, you know, again, this wasn't about saying, you know, caffeine is the devil. It's just about educating, you know. So, again, moderations of things, but be aware that, you know, it is addictive and you can get over it, you know, take too much of it. But there are some natural stuff. No, man, I think that's it. Supplement Santa, still sending things out. So, you know, like anytime you want to try something, send me an email, go to my Facebook. I'd like to have you try stuff.
Yeah, everybody loves it, and everybody posts pictures because they're like, I can't believe this guy sent me this big box of stuff. Another fast way to get to him is go to superhumanradio.com, click the Ask the Scientist banner ad on the homepage, and ask Dr. J for some samples. He's got 50,000 pounds of Crealkaline. Tell him to send you a few capsules. How's that sound? There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Dr. J. Talk to you soon, brother.
All right, take care. All bye-bye.
Right. All right, we're going to take one quick commercial break. We just found out that Dr. Mario DePasquale is not going to be on today. There will not be a second hour of today's show. He literally just canceled a little while ago. Very sorry, but he had something he couldn't avoid. So we'll get him on, I promise, shortly. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about the study that shows the linkage between obesity and poor memory. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology. Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated, practitioner approved.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin. Human by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance-enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or Predator Nutrition. To learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Memory, something that as you age becomes more and more valuable. I can assure you of this. I'll be 58 years old this year. And I can tell you that I do notice some changes in my memory. It's probably not as bad as most people because of my active lifestyle and the way I eat. But there may be some other issues related to memory, regardless of your age, that is linked to being overweight. My next guest is Dr. Lucy Cheek from the University of Cambridge. How you doing, Dr. Cheek?
Hi.
Welcome, welcome. So you were involved in a study that we have the press release says being overweight linked to poorer memory. Can you talk about the study? What questions were you trying to answer and why? What research led up to this point?
Well, there have been quite a lot of research in rats and other animal models suggesting that animals that were overweight for various reasons, so maybe they've got a genetic mutation that makes them very likely to be overweight, or maybe they've been fed on a very high fat, high sugar diet. No matter how you got to this obesity in the rodent models, there was findings of consistent relationship with memory performance in a range of different memory tests. So basically what people were finding was that these rats that were overweight, no matter why they were overweight, they were having problems with memory. So that kind of led to the question, well, you know, if we see this in rats, are we going to see this in people? Is this, you know, a real phenomenon that we see, you know, around us? So that's kind of really what motivated us to look at the association between obesity and memory in humans.
Okay.
So what we wanted to look at is whether or not, so there's evidence suggesting that being overweight, like middle age or an old age, can be associated with increased likelihood to develop things like dementia and Alzheimer's later in life. But we wanted to look at young adults, particularly, you know, people in their kind of early 20s to early 30s, people who shouldn't really be having problems with their memory yet, to see whether or not being overweight and the problems that may be associated with that might, in that kind of young, healthy age group, lead to problems with memory.
Okay. So how was this study designed?
So what we did is we recruited about 50 young adults, so aged between 18 and 35, I think, with a range of BMIs. So BMI is body mass index, which it's calculated from your weight and your height, and it gives you an idea of how overweight someone is. Now, obviously, there are different ways that that can be problematic. So if someone's extremely muscly, they have a high BMI even though they're not overweight. Or if someone's pregnant, for example, they would have a high BMI even though they're not overweight.
Right.
So we excluded people who are extremely muscly, and we excluded people who are pregnant, and we really wanted to look at BMI just in people who were either kind of skinny or overweight. And so we recruited people with this big range of BMI from 18 to 20, which is kind of the underweight to healthy
right.
sort of end, right up to BMI of 50, which is...
I didn't even know BMI went up to 50.
yeah, so that's in the kind of morbidly obese end.
Wow.
Yeah, so and what we did is we gave them a memory task, basically. And this task is called the treasure hunt task. And it's, I mean, it's like a treasure hunt, really. You have to hide things around a complex scene. This is on the computer. And then you have to remember what you hid where, but also when you hid it. So, for example, if in like session one, you hide a pair of scissors, and then you also hide a pair of scissors, but in a different place in session two, then it's not just where did you hide the scissors, but where did you hide the scissors in session one? So you have to be able to integrate the time that you hid things, where you hid things, and the specific thing you hid all together into one memory. And that's the real challenge of this task. It's not just, you know, we've read you a list of words and you have to read them back to us. It's a really kind of complex, integrative memory that's much more like the kind of difficult memory we have to deal with in everyday life. So, you know, for example, in everyday life, it's no good knowing that something has been said to you. You need to know the context in which
right.
it's been said to you, who said it to you, when did they say it to you. So an example I always give, particularly relevant with the elderly, is, you know, if it's take two of these pills, it's all very well to remember the words take two of these pills, but what you do with that depends a lot on the context that you heard them. If you heard them on Grey's Anatomy, you probably shouldn't take the pills because
right.
that's TV. If you heard them from your doctor this morning, then you probably should take those pills because that's relevant to you. So this kind of ability to remember the context where you learn things is really, really important for everyday life. So that's what we're really trying to test. And what we found was that there was a gradual reduction in the ability to form and to retain these sorts of memories. As people's BMI increased, their ability to perform well on this test went down. So we kind of isolated out all the different elements. So can you remember what you hid? Can you remember where you hid things? Can you remember when you hid things? And then also the ability to integrate all of those together. And we found that the more overweight people got, the worse they were at every single one of those elements.
Wow.
So it wasn't just one particular problem. They were having problems with all of the different kinds of memory that we were testing.
Now, obviously, you didn't do any type of brain imaging or anything like that on these individuals, right? Or you did?
No, I mean, we have got a study that's in submission at the moment where we did exactly that with the same task.
Yeah, because now I'm thinking, okay, so I love the idea that, you know, in the rat model studies, it's a no matter what caused the obesity, they all had this. So we can't say, well,
yeah.
it's, you know, high omega-6 puffers or, you know, the idea that once the being is obese, has all this extra adiposity, this is when memory problems start to occur. So then I start wondering about, you know, okay, whole body inflammation. We know that inflammation is now linked to depression in some individuals. So could it be also impairing memory? Because we know that people who have a lot of body fat usually have a high degree of chronic inflammation as well.
That's absolutely right. So the evidence that's out there at the moment suggests there could be loads of different mechanisms by which this is happening. And inflammation is absolutely one of them. So there's work with rodents, for example, suggesting that if you just, it kind of sounds horrible, but if you basically just take the fat out of a fat mouse and put it in a thin mouse, so, you know, that mouse hasn't done anything to be overweight. You've literally just put the fat in there. But if you do that, then you get inflammation in the brain of the mouse. That's received that fat.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously it is definitely the case that just this adiposity on its own can cause inflammation, and that in itself could be the problem. However, there's all sorts of other things that go on with being overweight.
Yeah. The next question I have to ask you is, so I have to believe that I used to be overweight. I used to be obese. I was over 330 pounds. Mm-hmm. And I didn't sleep well at that point in time. I had probably.
Yeah.
And so we know that memory consolidation occurs during sleep. We also know that endoplasmic reticulum protein folding, messenger protein folding occurs at night when you sleep. And if that's fouled up, you end up with these rogue messages that have no syntax and no meaning that become kind of plaque and they sticky and they all. So I think of all sorts of problems with sleep. Do obese people have a harder time sleeping?
Yes. I mean, obese people are much more likely to suffer from, for example, sleep apnea, which is where you stop breathing basically a little bit during sleeping. That's when people have like really bad problems with snoring so that they stop breathing. And that causes loads of problems with sleep, and that's associated with cognitive and memory deficits. So there's a number of different things, factors that are associated with obesity that have independently been associated with memory problems. So sleep is one, as you pointed out. Inflammation is one. There's also insulin, which is extremely important for learning and memory and tends to be dysregulated in obesity. There's a whole bunch of other hormones like leptin and ghrelin that are important in learning and are dysregulated in obesity. So, you know, and that's just the kind of, you know, some of the biological factors. But if you think about, you know, that people who are obese on the whole, now there may be reasons that you're obese that aren't related to this, but on the whole, people who are obese eat more high fat, high sugar food, mm-hmm. tend to take less exercise, have a more sedentary lifestyle. All of those factors, again, on their own, are associated with changes in cognitive performance and in memory. So I think the picture we're looking at here is that, you know, in theory, all of these things could be having an effect.
Right. I want to take a break. And I want to come back and I want to ask you some questions. And this could be other research that you've been involved with or colleagues have been involved with. But also, does the size of the brain change or do any of the regions change in the brain when someone is obese? We know that obesity tends to change the brain in ways that keep a person obese. But what about cognition and memory? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
This is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Lucy Cheek. We're talking about obesity and memory. And this is in young individuals. This is really scary, folks. We have a lot of young people out there who are really, really overweight. They're in college. They're not doing well in school. They complain that they are having trouble with this class or that class. They're applying themselves, but they may not be remembering what they need. We can't ignore this any longer. You know, obesity is destroying the population of the planet today. And, okay, so is there any evidence, Dr. Cheek, that the obese individual also sees the literal, you know, changes, topographical changes in the brain, regions of the brain? Does the brain shrink? Does it atrophy? Anything like that?
There is some evidence, yes, that different parts of the brain may be differently active, and some parts have a smaller volume in some cases. But the evidence is pretty mixed at the moment. It's quite difficult to know what we're looking at. So I wouldn't want to make strong claims suggesting that, you know, there's one bit of the brain that's smaller in obese people or anything like that. I should really note that this is quite a small study that we're talking about. It was only 50 people. So we really need to, before we draw really strong conclusions about it, we should do some more research and make sure this is actually what we're seeing is actually, you know, reflected of what's going on out there in the world.
Given the rodent studies that had preceded this, were you shocked, surprised? That it sounds to me like there was an actual memory change based on every click of BMI that you went up, huh?
I mean, I was quite surprised by the strength of it. So one of the ways of looking at the data is to look at BMI as a linear thing. So, you know, you just a line between 18 and 50. But another way that we did it as well, whilst kind of exploring the data, was to group people into lean and overweight individuals. And we found around a 15% difference in performance if we grouped it like that between the two groups. And that was a bigger difference than I was really expecting to see. But I think it's difficult because what you quite often find, and although we try to control for this as much as possible, you quite often find that people who are overweight tend to be from slightly poorer backgrounds and tend to have had fewer educational opportunities in their lives because of just the tendency for people from poorer backgrounds to be more likely to be overweight. So I think it's difficult to draw firm conclusions about how much of this was to do with, the obesity per se and how much is more of a kind of broader socio-cultural effect. But, you know, bearing that in mind, it was a surprisingly strong effect, yes.
So what would you hope that people take away from this research? I mean, parents who have young children, clinicians that are working with obese individuals?
I think, so there's a couple of important things, really. First of all, I mean, it just adds to the general advice. You know, people know that it's not good for your health to be obese. You know, that's something that everyone is telling people all the time. So that shouldn't be really news to anybody, I suppose. I think that this idea that obesity can affect your health, not just in a kind of physical way, so thinking about diabetes and heart disease, but in a way that affects the way your brain works, I think that might be a new idea to some people. So, you know, parents of children at school, you know, yes, being overweight affects the physical health of your child, but actually it may affect how well they do at school. And that's, you know, another reason to really care about keeping children healthy, you know, and feeding them right and making sure they take exercise. In terms of kind of weight loss clinicians and all of that, I think it's an important thing to note that actually, memory plays an important role in regulating what we eat.
Mm-hmm.
People who, the more vividly you remember recent meals, the less hungry you feel later on. There's been quite a few studies showing that basically a really strong, vivid memory of today's lunch will lead to you wanting less food and eating less food when it comes to dinner time. So if you're seeing an effect in overweight people that they've got less good memories and their memories might not be as vivid, then this actually may feed into their tendency to eat more and to be less able to regulate their consumption. So I think that this is an important finding in the context of that, in that it could actually help perpetuate the obesity. It may be contributing to the problem.
Were there any outliers in this study? Were there any individuals that had great memories and they were obese anyway?
Well, I mean, obviously, as part of a normal statistical analysis, you remove outliers. But in terms of just, you know, the original data as it arrived, I mean, yes, of course, there was a huge variety in everyone we tested. You know, there were people who were skinny who had terrible memories. There were people who were very obese who had great memories. You know, it wasn't that you cannot have a good memory and be obese. And it wasn't that if you're skinny, you've got a good memory. It certainly isn't as simple as that. There were definitely outliers in both directions.
Because what I was thinking about, I'm thinking about young adults, especially college students, right? You know, there are those who stay up late, watch television, and there are those who maybe who go to sleep earlier. You know, I have a feeling that there is also some contribution about sleep hygiene, as we discussed, but also how much sleep a person is getting, when they get into bed, and so on. And when you're dealing with young people, you know, and then the other thing that keeps coming to mind, and I can't help think about this. I have to believe that young people have more fragmented memories because it's been my experience, and I'm not a clinician, you know, I'm just an average person. But, you know, with the every second texting, every second a thought comes to their head, they're texting, every second a post on Instagram, these distractions that are coming from this new connectedness today. I have to believe that young children, young people may have a harder time just holding on to a thought long enough. If they don't act on it right now, it's gone. And so this from my brain to my fingertips out of my phone methodology, I have to believe, is causing a more fragmented thought process in general.
I think it's certainly possible. I'm trying to scour my brain for any research that's looked at that, and nothing springs to mind, but which is not to say that people haven't. But I think that, you know, you can look at it the other way around as well, that people are having to multitask and do so many things at once all the time. Actually, that kind of practice is actually the kind of thing we use to train people to become more cognitively active and more cognitively like on the ball. So it's, you know, I think you can see it in both directions possibly that, you know, it, on the one hand, yes, we've got these things interfering with our life all the time and popping up and having to be dealt with. And as you say, it's hard to concentrate on one task for 5 minutes at a time because stuff pops up. But on the other hand, you know, that kind of having to jump between tasks all the time is, you know, it's like having to jump between things physically all the time. It's good exercise. So it might be that, that quite the opposite, that that's keeping everybody's mind really fit and flexible and able to jump around. So I don't know what the research says actually about that, but I could think that it could go either way.
Yeah. Okay. I did a show probably 6 or 7 years ago where we actually looked at multitasking and its role in memory formation. And the, the scientist I had on at that point in time said that multitasking is actually damaging. The way she explained it was, you know, you've got a single processor computer here and it's not full duplex. It's actually half duplex. So it's always sampling and then doing something. And when you're doing several things, you're really dividing the power of your brain amongst many things. And she said that it actually can burn you out faster. People who multitask tend to go home and feel exhausted. If they did all the same tasks in a day, but compartmentalize them, they would get all the same work done, but they would go home feeling fine.
So, I mean, there's a difference between the effect of your brain long term on doing lots of multitasking. And as I say, I don't know what that would be. In terms of any given task, yes, if you're doing other tasks at the same time, you're going to do that task less well on the whole.
Right.
And, you know, again, we use multitasking. We use other tasks kind of added into things to impair people's performance, to make it harder for them.
Okay.
So there's a difference between the effect on the tasks that you're trying to do because you're trying to do other tasks at the same time. That's definitely a negative effect. But it may be that having to kind of jump around a lot long term might have a beneficial effect on your brain, but you know, it might have a negative effect. You, having spoken to that researcher, you may know more about that than I do.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is so intriguing, but this is fantastic research. I love what you guys are doing over there. This is an important discussion to have, and we have to have more of these discussions about obesity because, you know, I've said this on the show for the past, I don't know how many years now. I mean, you take terrorism, you take global warming, you take all of those things and combine them. And in my humble opinion, they do not pose the immediate threat that obesity does to our planet and our population. Because that's happening right now. Lives are being shortened right now. Lives are being derailed right now. We have children for the first time ever that have colon cancer at 8 years old, breast cancer at 12 years old. You know, this is the canary in the mine, and no one wants to have honest discourse about it because some people become hurt and their feelings get hurt and some people are insulted. So we can't talk about it, but we're a train going off its tracks. I mean, we're going to be off the planet way before it gets too hot to live on, in my opinion. So we have to look at obesity and get this thing under control once and for all. Thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936, wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops, the name says it all.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all better, faster, stronger.
Welcome back. So we were supposed to have Dr. Marty Pasquale on now to talk about L-carnitine. But apparently, we have problems getting emails from Mauro. I don't know what the problem is, but he... Alisa followed up with him this morning, and he said, no, didn't you get my email? I have to be an expert witness in a court case today and couldn't make the show. So we're going to reschedule him to do the L-carnitine show, because I can tell you, when we talk about L-carnitine, you're going to want to start taking L-carnitine again. And this is something my good friend, Dr. William Seeds, actually talked to me about, oh, I don't know how many months ago, about the importance of L-carnitine. You got to give it some time to accumulate in the body before you start noticing its effects. I believe it's like a month. But once you do, your body weight starts to change. Your body fat starts to change. Your energy levels start to change. There's a lot of benefits. So we'll get Dr. Mauro DePasquale on, and we will do that show, I promise you. I want to take this opportunity to mention something to all of you. We're introducing a new Thrive flavor. Thrive Advance will come in a new flavor. We're going to announce it in the next day. So if you're our friend on Facebook, watch out for the announcements. I bet you can't guess what flavor will be the new Thrive Advanced flavor. You're going to love it. That's all I can tell you. Love it. All right, look, that's all we've got to talk about today. Since Dr. DePasquale is not on, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. We'll see everybody tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow, after Physical Culture Radio, the first lady of physical culture, Jack LaLanne's wife, Elaine LaLanne, will be on Superhuman Radio. You're not going to want to miss this show. It's going to be all about physical culture, both hours. First hour, Physical Culture Radio with Brooks Kubik. And second hour, the First Lady of Physical Culture, Elaine LaLanne. You're not going to want to miss this show, so I'll see you tomorrow. And thanks for listening today.